By early Thursday morning, 99% of Tallahassee Electric customers had their power back. And throughout the week, several customers were already showing their appreciation to the crews working round the clock to make that happen.
I just want you to know that these guys were out here bright and early this morning. They've been at it since about 8 o'clock, maybe even
yes,
before.
Ma'am.
And we just now have power. And it was hard because they had to replace a pole that had broken, so it wasn't easy. And they've been awesome and just as friendly as can be.
Glad we could do it. Thank you.
During the storm, 50% of Tallahassee Electric customers had lost power, but officials say they were able to restore power more quickly thanks to the aid of crews from Louisiana, Ohio, and Nebraska.
All in all, Lake of Nebraska is ready to power up Tallahassee.
That's Andrew Yurkowski with an electric crew out of Nebraska. He and other linemen made the trek to Tallahassee earlier this week.
We made the trip over a course of 3 days. We come out here, it's public power, so now everyone's here to help each other. Do what we can. We're from Lincoln, Nebraska, and you know we hear that people down in Florida need our help, so everything's good in Nebraska, so we do what we can to come here and turn the lights on in Florida.
And Tallahassee Electric utility linemen like Ashton Baggett say they're grateful for the mutual aid, and it's time to pay it forward to the people of Gainesville.
We're here getting prepared to go help out the great city of Gainesville. We're the city of Tallahassee. We help those in need. We're good at what we do. Gainesville, help is on the way.
Tallahassee City Manager Rick Fernandez says local crews will not only be heading to Gainesville, they'll also join others in helping other cities which still have thousands without power.
Our water and sewer crews are already on their way to Daytona Beach, and our electric crews will be and our mutual aid partners that came to see us from Nebraska, Ohio, and Lafayette, Louisiana. We don't know exactly where they're going to go, but based on our mutual aid agreements, they could go help FP&L, because as you know, they've received a lot of damage and they're having trouble restoring the service.
Meanwhile, local crews have been working this week to clear debris in the area. Officials are also asking residents to get storm debris to the curb as the cleanup heads into next week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.